Welcome to the Jukebox Podcast from WP Tavern. My name is Nathan Wrigley. Jukebox is a podcast which is dedicated to all things WordPress. The people, the events, the plugins, the blocks, the themes, and in this case, using disposable WordPress installs to test out plugins. If you'd like to subscribe to the podcast, you can do that by searching for WP Tavern in your podcast player of choice, or by going to wptavern.com/feed/podcast. And you can copy and paste that URL into most podcast players. If you have a topic that you'd like us to feature on the podcast, I'm very keen to hear from you, and hopefully get your idea featured on the show. Head over to wptavern.com/contact/jukebox and use the form there. So on the podcast today, we have Nick Armon. Nick works for Inizev, a company which provides SaaS services for WordPress and other platforms. They have a range of products, but today we focus on TasteWP. TasteWP is a service which allows you to spin up a disposable WordPress install in a matter of seconds. From there, you can use the site for free for 2 days. If you're wanting to test out a plugin or theme, but don't want the hassle of creating a site on your own hosting or local machine, TasteWP could be a useful option. It behaves as a normal WordPress website, and you're not limited to what you can install on top of the defaults. One nice feature that we talk about is that you can pre-install plugins and themes from the WordPress repository by modifying the URL when you visit the TasteWP website. This might be useful for educators or plugin developers who want to demo their free plugins but don't want to maintain their own infrastructure. We talk about what promoted Nick to work on this plugin and how he sees it as helping the WordPress community, as well as being a vehicle to make people aware of the products and services that his company offers. If you've ever wanted a WordPress site to play with for a few days, then this episode is for you. Typically, when we record the podcast, there's not a lot of background noise, but that's not always the case with these WordCamp Europe interviews. We were competing against the crowds and the air conditioning, and whilst the podcast is more than listenable, I hope that you understand that the vagaries of the real world were at play. If you're interested in finding out more, you can find all the links in the show notes by heading over to wptavern.com/podcast, where you'll find all the other episodes as well. And so, without further delay, I bring you Nick Armon. I am joined on the podcast today by Nick Armon. Hello, Nick.
Hi, Nathan.
Very nice to have you. We are in the bowels of the Superbock Arena in Porto. Have you ever been to a WordCamp before? Is this your first?
No, it's my first ever WordCamp.
So what brings you? What is it exactly that you've decided?
Yeah, that's a good question. So for one, it's the networking part, which we're surely going to talk about later. We're working on a couple of WordPress products and TasteWP, and I want to spread the word for it. I also just want to immerse myself in the WordPress spirit and energy. And what's a better way than going to a WordCamp?
Yeah. If you've not been to an event like this before, have you been in the WordPress space for any length of time, or is this fresh to you?
It's not entirely fresh. So we've been developing plugins for about 6 or 7 years now. Not me personally. I don't have a clue about coding. I've been in the space for that time.
What is it that you're expecting to do? I know you said that there was networking, but do you anticipate going into some of the talks? Is there any of that that interests you?
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to listen to some of the talks. I've noted down one or two. But it's just, you know, meeting like random people in the hallway and just getting to know them.
The hallway track is totally a thing. It's a thing which I think probably a significant proportion of the people who come to these events actually never go into the presentations because they just enjoy the networking aspect and all of that kind of stuff. We're going to talk today about a service that you offer. It integrates very well with WordPress. It is WordPress. It enables you to get WordPress in a heartbeat. It's called TasteWP. What is it? What's the point?
Okay, the point is basically TasteWP developed from scratch your own itch situation for us, working on a couple of plugins, and we needed an easy way to test them, different PHP versions and WordPress version combinations. And we never found a tool that really suits us. So we thought, okay, why not create such a tool. And then we thought, okay, instead of just using it internally, why don't we just make it a bit nicer and a bit more self-explanatory as you would with a tool you only use internally, so that we can offer it to the public. So TasteWP is a site where you just go, click once, and then it spins up a WordPress site where you can play around and test themes and plugins.
So I confess that I've had a go, and it's very quick. I don't know if that was part of the initial scoping document to make it almost instantaneous, but when you go to the web page and you click the button, there's more to it than that, we'll get to that. But if you just click the button, I'm pretty convinced you're under 5 seconds before the,
right,
before
I think the site is live. Right, I think just over 3 seconds is now the average.
Which is pretty incredible given what's going on. You know, you're spinning up some sort of server in the background and downloading plugins and themes. And again, we'll get to that. And it's configurable, but it's basically there in the time it takes you to pick up your coffee cup, have a sip,
right,
and return it to
and
the table.
And let me just mention, I wish I could take credit for it, but it's entirely the developers who did this.
The principle, though, when we got into talking about coming on the podcast, you talked about it from the community angle. You mentioned that it would be a really nice tool for the community to get their hands on. Talk to us about that. Tell us, how do you sort of pitch it as a community tool?
Right. I think it's our contribution to the community in the sense that I think everybody who works with WordPress, no matter what the role or function, is that they need such a tool. You can talk about the developers who need a site to test their themes and plugins. Like that was the initial idea, why we needed it. But then beginners who just start out with WordPress, they need an easy way to spin up a site and play around. Also, again, for developers to demo their products. So what you can do is, if you're in the plugin directory on WordPress and you're on a plugin page like wordpress.org/plugins/plugin slug, and in that URL, if you just replace WordPress with TasteWP and click enter, then it spins up a site with that plugin already installed. And that's useful, I think, for almost everybody, especially also for those who want to try out plugins before using them on their real site.
So the principle is, it felt like the best fit for me, at least anyway, was I want to try out this plugin, X plugin over there that I've never used before. And I could create a domain and do all of that and do hosting, or I could set up a local install or something like that, which will work fine. But I want something probably a bit more disposable. I know that I'm just going to try it for a few hours, perhaps, and then I want that site to go away. And that's what it does, because in the initial offering that you've got, maybe there's kind of like a premium upsell that you offer as well, but you are able to use that site for, I believe it's 48 hours, is that right?
That's right. So if you're not logged in TasteWP, it's good for 2 days and then it expires. And if you sign up on TasteWP, which is free, then it lasts for 7 days. And then you can also manage your sites. So you can set up several ones, you can delete an old site, set up a new site, and so on. And at the moment, it's all free. And we're working on a premium option when basically it won't expire then.
Okay, so in the future, there'll be an option to pay and you'll be able to keep your site up. Okay, so at the point where you create the site, there's multiple options. You could just click the button and you go. And like I said, 2, 3, 4 seconds later, it's ready to go. But there's a little bit more to it than that. Tell us about the options that are available. What can you configure?
So there's the quick setup option. By the way, you can always trigger it again without being logged in, which makes it very usable. But if you click on the advanced setup option, then you can determine, okay, which WordPress version do you want to use the plugin or whatever you're testing on, especially now that WordPress 6 came out. That was a function which was used quite a lot because plugin developers want to see how does the plugin work on WordPress 6. And the same with PHP version, you can set that. You can already select to pre-install certain plugins, themes, and possible too. If you sign up, then you can also create templates where you can say, okay, this URL should spin up an instance with these plugins and these themes already installed. Because sometimes you have plugins which rely on other plugins to be installed as well. So it's not just a single plugin which is installed in, but also others.
So essentially the idea here is speed. You've got the option to just, you get to the site, you don't need to be logged in if you're willing to go for a 2-day site. You press a button, a couple of seconds later, you're ready to go. There are a few things which come along for the ride. In WordPress, we're a bit averse to advertising in the admin UI. I know that you have a fairly large dismissible ad right at the beginning. It's not really an ad, it's more sort of, here's how it works, because you've already got them to your website, so you know.
Actually, that's a good point. We made that part much leaner.
Yeah.
So actually, there was this like almost full page introduction, which is now only if you spin it up in certain ways, we're going to expand it to all the ways you can spin up. It's just a box in the top right, which says this is a demo site expiring in so and so many hours. But if you talk about advertising, to be absolutely honest here, part of the incentive for us to do this was also to promote our own plugins because they are pre-installed as well. But it's not entirely, you know, off topic. There's a backup and migration plugin, which many TasteWP users need because whatever they created on TasteWP, they want to take it somewhere else. So they need this migration plugin. So it's not completely off topic, but that's also...
Let's go into that because I think that is actually right on topic. So you justifiably, I think, in my opinion, if you've offered this service for free, people don't have to use it. They can do all the other things that I said earlier about spinning up sites. They can do it that way, or they can opt for you. What are the things that do come pre-installed? Presumably it's the suite of things that you and the company that you're working for offer.
That's three plugins now. It's a redirect plugin, the backup plugin I mentioned, and a plugin for showing pop-ups on your site.
And they all come pre-installed.
Pre-installed.
Yeah, and I'm guessing, though, it's WordPress. I'm guessing you could deactivate those.
Yes, absolutely. You can. Actually, there's a plugin which, if you run it, it resets. I think it's called Reset WordPress. I'm not sure what the plugin is. And quite a few people use that because they don't want to see our plugins.
Okay.
But most, you know, still see our plugins, and that's one of the reasons.
Let's talk about the different ways that you can get certain things to be activated. Obviously, if you choose to go in, you can just go to the add plugin page and add one plugin at a time. But there's this nifty thing which you alluded to earlier, which as soon as I figured out what was going on, because I didn't when I first came across your site, as soon as I figured that out, I thought, okay, that's the bit. That's where the coin dropped for me. This is where the utility came in. You can go to tastewp.com/... And then how do we do the URL from there? Basically, if you add to the URL something that's in the repository, be that a theme or a plugin, so long as you get the plugin slug exactly right,
right,
it will become installed. There's maybe a little bit that I missed out in the URL there.
Yes. So the easiest way is if you just go to the plugin in the WordPress directory and then replace the WordPress in the URL with TasteWP. So that's the quick. Actually, that's not the quickest way. We also offer a bookmarklet tool, which is a button you can drop to your bookmarklet bar in your browser. And then when you're on a plugin page in the directory, you just have to click it. And then already it spins up an instance with that plugin installed. And we're also working at the moment on a Chrome extension, which basically does the same thing, but maybe some little more features here and there.
So can you concatenate? So can you add one plugin, mm-hmm. two plugin, three plugin, and two themes?
There's more sophisticated ways you can install several plugins and themes at once.
And so the bookmark would then store the information about that because you have essentially kept the URL with all of the bits and pieces that you've added to the end.
Right. So what happens technically, this is one of the few instances where I understand what happens technically because, as I mentioned, I'm not a developer. If you click on the bookmarklet tool when on the plugin page in the directory, something's called HTTP referrer, which passes on the URL you're currently on to TasteWP. So TasteWP knows from which site you're coming from. And so we know which plugin you have in mind to have pre-installed. And that's what we're doing then.
Has this been a popular tool? I mean, I don't know how long it's been out. I certainly came across it for the first time ever.
It's a good question. How long? I think about a year now. And yes, the usage is increasing strongly. We're getting fantastic feedback from developers, but also non-developers. Especially as it's free and it can be used without login. That's what people like a lot. Of course, that's also prone to risks because, you know, people can do dodgy things on these free sites. They can use it for phishing attempts and all of that because there are no checks, basically, if somebody spins up a site if it's not dodgy. So we have to stay one step ahead in terms of quickly identifying the sites which could cause trouble. I don't know what the percentage is. Most are nice.
And what have they been using it for then? Have you got some useful metrics?
Phishing.
No, sorry. What are the genuine people using it for? You know, they've got a two-day site. Why are they coming to you and trying it out?
Okay, so for one, it's the developers who want to try out the plugins. Other big segments are beginners and also with that, the teachers. The teachers, WordPress teachers love TasteWP to, for example, give their students some exercises they have to do. So spin up a site in TasteWP and install this plugin and do this, create this theme or whatever it is. So teachers also a big segment.
It's really curious. I mean, if you delve deeper into it, do you have any sort of data about what people want you to do with it in the future?
That's a good question. I mean, WordPress can be used in so many different ways. I mean, what we focus on now at the moment is a tool for developers. And also, that has another reason too. The developers can be our multipliers, because if we convince the developers to use our URL as a demo URL, they use it for demoing their products, then that means that way more users get to know about TasteWP. And therefore, we have more users. That's the focus, just to grow and get the word out about TasteWP. And then we can eventually, at the end of the game, we can monetize by offering the paid plans, which we don't offer yet. By the way, everything you see at the moment, it will stay free forever. So we will need to justify the paid part with additional features we're going to add to the platform.
So that's curious, and it really hadn't occurred to me. So let's say that I'm a plugin developer and I've got a plugin over on the repo. Am I right in saying this? Is what you're saying that I could simply copy and paste the TasteWP URL, put it over on my site, and anybody that wants to try out my plugin instantly has access to that, obviously with the caveats that we've mentioned and the plugins that you bring to the site as well. But you would be able to use that plugin right off the bat in a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes more sense. Okay, I want to delve deeper into the sort of marketing angle here. Whose idea was it to offer the free service as the gateway, if you like, to the paid service? Because it feels to me there's a lot of development work that went into this. And it could have been an absolute flop. And it could have been never used by anybody, never discovered, and then it would have just been a complete waste of time, resources, and all of that. So who pushed this forward?
We always knew we needed the tool at least ourselves, which first of all means that even if nobody was interested in it, it was, you know, still worthwhile. The point is, if you need it very strongly, there must be other people out there who need it as well. So that gave us a bit of confidence. And the free part is basically our general philosophy in the freemium model. We offer some other tools and services as well. And for all of them, the first challenge is to get users and to grow. And the freemium model is great. It's great for us because we get the eyeballs, and it's great for the users because they can use a lot of features for free. So it will probably, once we introduce the paid versions, it will still be the typical 98% of people not paying, just free riding. And it's the 2% which monetize the whole thing then.
Do you have any data on, so at the minute, the paid version doesn't exist, so that's kind of off the table, but maybe in the future that'll be a thing. So at the minute, the upsell is, okay, here's a free site, you can have it for a couple of days or 7 days, depending if you're logged in or not. But you mentioned all of the things that you throw in, your backup plugin and so on and so forth. How has that conversion gone? Has it been successful? One site is better than no sites, but has it been effective?
We'd love to know that, but it's so hard to track. We don't know. Because, I mean, they then see the plugin on our site, but, well, we know it's installed there. But the question is, do they then find joy in it and also install it on their real actual sites? We have no way to track this. So this is just believing in building our brand and getting some recognition this way, but we don't know how effective that actually is.
One of the things about the WordPress community is that they're ingenious. My experience is they often like to do things for themselves. You know, they like to figure things out, solve puzzles. But there's also a significant part who just like convenience and so on. So I'm guessing you're aiming it more at those people who just like to have something quick and simple and easy. Is that your target market?
Yes, I mean, naturally, because these are our advantages that people who have these inclinations tend to use TasteWP. I mentioned the developers earlier. Some developers say, no, they want to have the local environment, which also has, of course, advantages. It doesn't expire. There's no space limitation and so on. It comes down also to personal taste very often.
Yeah, so let's go into the paid model, which at the moment doesn't exist. So caveat emptor, it might not in any way, shape or form look like what you're about to describe. But let's press on regardless. If we go for the premium, the upsell, whatever that thing is, you mentioned it will never go away. Are there other things which you're toying with as well?
Yes, the main one is the space one as well, because the free sites are limited to, I think, 1 gigabyte, which is not enough for some use cases. Yeah. For most it is. I mean, 1 gigabyte is already quite some space. For some, it's not enough. So that will be the main premium feature as well. What we don't know yet, if we want to go down that route, is, I mean, naturally people want then to host with their own domain. That would mean we would just turn into a hoster. And I'm not sure if we really want to do that. We're playing with ideas to team up with a hosting, where we then pass on these users who need permanent hosting, not just for testing, with their own domain and everything that comes with it, the backups also and everything. So we're not sure about that yet. But for sure, even if it's just for the testing, there are quite a few people out there who just want sites which don't expire for testing alone. By the way, talking about not expiring, we offer an affiliate program. If you spin up a site, you will see that we offer you, if you invite your friends and three of them sign up on TasteWP, you get a non-expiring site. So that's free hosting forever. Because you also mentioned marketing earlier, that's another way we try to accelerate the marketing part.
Okay, so if I've signed up for the paid plan and I can use it forever, do I just recycle that one site? In other words, do I get one site which I can just have forever, but I can just, as you said, reset at the beginning? How do I go through that process of expunging it, wiping it clean? Because right. Presumably I've got a URL which is custom to me.
Yes, at the moment what's already possible, you can define the subdomain, so nathan.tastewp, unless it's taken already, of course. And then once you're locked into TasteWP, there's a dashboard where you can manage your sites. And you can just delete one site in order to spin up another site, which then, once we have the paid plans, you can use for that. So it's not, you're not stuck with a one site you created once, but you can just delete it and then you have the right to set up a new one.
Any chance of siloing those, so putting a site away and saying, actually, I'll come back to that next week, but this week I need to test this plugin out, so I don't want to remove that one, I just want to park it for a few days. Can you do that?
With the paid plans? Yes. The paid plans depend on the number of sites you want. So it's per site, and there will be discounts for if you know go for three sites at once. That's the way it's going to work.
I'm going to move away from TasteWP now and just talk about, well, we're at WordCamp Europe. Just going to talk about what you've gained so far and what you think of it. You mentioned that you'd never been to a WordCamp Europe before. I've been to a WordCamp Europe before, but this is quite significantly different to the ones that I've been to, in that this is really quite an impressive event.
I don't have any comparison. I didn't know really what to expect. So when you say it's different to the other ones.
Bigger, very professional.
I noticed that at the queue when I wanted to get my food, that it's huge. It took quite a while. I knew that, how many?
The last count I got was 2,700.
Right.
But I don't know if that went up.
Yeah, I mean, I knew it's going to be a lot. But it's great.
But for a free piece of software, it's kind of extraordinary, don't you think? You know, something which you can download absolutely gratis, completely for free. If you just walk down the corridor, there's bespoke signage for every single thing. Every window has got a WordCamp logo on it. Can you imagine the amount of effort by people who are not paid?
Yeah, that's actually, now that you mentioned it, I did think when I saw just the venue map and also just the emails you get ahead of the event, I thought, okay, this is done quite professionally. But it shows, you know, people may not get paid for it, but it shows the passion. It really drives quality, right? So
the passion is amazing, but this room that we're in is pretty Spartan. But the fact that somebody's made an effort to make that and put that there, so behind Nick is a great big WordCamp Europe banner, so that in a minute when the photographers come in, that's behind you. There's a lot of attention to detail.
Yeah,
given that these people are doing it from remote destinations all over the world. Mm. And I just think it's incredible.
You're right.
Anything we missed?
TasteWP is only a part of other products. I mentioned the plugins, but there are a couple of others. So if you go to inisef.com, so inisef is the first two letters of information is everything, inisef.com.
Okay.
You're just going to see our whole range of products.
Just outline them, just say what they are again.
Okay, the main other products are Follow It, which is a news platform, which also web admins can use to put a subscription form on their site so people can subscribe and then automatically get updated whenever a new post is published. My Pop-Ups is a service where you can put the so much loved pop-ups and banners. They don't have to be annoying. If you do it the right way, at the right time, not right directly in your face, it doesn't have to be annoying. And also these cookie notices are covered there as well, so which are legal requirement, at least in the EU. So, and we have also a tracking app, which basically allows you to track anything you want in your life, where manual data entry is not much of a hassle, so you can track things and then analyze correlations. So see if you work out that day, if that has an impact on your sleep, and find things out about yourself. So nothing related to WordPress at all.
And the one that is the one that probably I would be most drawn to is your backup and restore plugin. What's that one called?
Backup migration.
Okay. For reasons that I can't quite explain, every single time I find a backup and restore plugin, I'm totally drawn to trying it out, but I haven't tried yours out yet.
You have to. If you appreciate speed, apparently, which you do, then please try it out because it's very fast.
Well, Nick, thank you for joining me on the podcast.
Thank you very much.
I really appreciate it.